Hello and welcome to Business English Pros. Welcome to part two of our podcast on financial vocabulary for ESL learners. In part one, we covered the basic financial statements as well as the essential vocabulary for the balance sheet and income statement. Part two will continue where we left off and introduce you to more advanced vocabulary used in financial reports. We understand that for non-native speakers, financial reports may seem intimidating at first. However, with the right vocabulary, understanding financial reports can become easier. By mastering the vocabulary in this podcast, you'll be better equipped to read and discuss financial reports confidently. Essential vocabulary for cash flow statement. The cash flow statement shows how much money is coming into and going out of the company. Here are some key words and phrases you might see on a cash flow statement. Cash flow from operating activities. This is how much cash the company generates from its main business operations. Examples include money earned from sales, minus the cost of goods sold, and operating expenses. Cash flow from investing activities. This is how much cash the company spends on long-term assets like property, plants and equipment, or investments. Examples include purchasing a new office building, investing in another company, or selling equipment. Cash flow from financing activities. This is how much cash the company generates or spends on financing activities like paying dividends, buying back shares, or taking out loans. Understanding these words and phrases will make it easier for non-native English speaking learners to read and analyze the cash flow statement of a business. Common abbreviations in financial reports. Abbreviations are commonly used in financial reports to make them easier to read and understand. Here are some common abbreviations you might come across. Number one, EBITDA or EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. This shows how much money a company has before these expenses are taken into account. EPS or earnings per share. This is how much profit each share of the company's stock has earned. Number three, ROA, or return on assets. This shows how much profit a company is making based on the money it has invested in assets. Number four, FCF, or free cash flow. This shows how much cash a company has after taking away expenses like investments in its property, plants and equipment, or financing activities. By knowing these abbreviations, ESL learners can have an easier time deciphering financial reports. Tips for understanding financial reports. Understanding financial reports can be a challenge for ESL learners. Here are some tips that can make it easier. Number one. Look for footnotes and explanations. Financial reports can be detailed and complex. If there is something you don't understand, look for footnotes or explanations that can clarify it. Number two, pay attention to currency and units. Many financial reports are published in different countries and use different currencies. It's important to look carefully at the currency that is being used. Also, make sure you understand what units, such as thousands, millions, or billions, are being used. Number three, familiarize yourself with industry-specific terms and jargon. Each company and industry has its own specific terms and jargon. Try to familiarize yourself with these to better grasp the meaning of the report. By following these tips, you can better understand financial reports and use them effectively. In part two of this podcast on financial vocabulary for ESL learners, I introduced you to more advanced vocabulary used in financial reports. I hope that by mastering this vocabulary, you'll feel more confident in reading and discussing financial reports. I also discussed common abbreviations, tips for understanding financial reports, and the importance of financial reports in business. Remember to always look for footnotes, pay attention to currency and units, and familiarize yourself with industry-specific terms and jargon. I encourage you to continue learning and practicing your business English skills, specifically related to financial reports. The more you practice, the easier it will become. There are many online resources available that can help you improve your skills, such as finance textbooks, financial news websites, and business English courses. Remember that understanding financial reports is essential when working in business. By mastering essential financial vocabulary and concepts, you'll become a more valuable and effective team member in any organization. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow us for more exciting episodes to help you improve your business English communication skills.